When Healthline was overwhelmed with COVID calls last year, leaving people waiting hours on hold, Māori health workers picked up the phones to save lives. Well, today, three iwi organisations from Te Ika o Māui signed an agreement with New Zealand Telehealth Services to make sure calls are answered. Sam Olley was at the ceremony.
Ora o Ngāpuhi, Te Tai Whenua o Hiritaunga and Te Arawa Lakes Trust signed the partnership at the Waitangi Treaty Grounds this afternoon. In the past year, their kaimahi, or workers, have answered 46,000 inbound calls and made 274,000 outbound calls to people about COVID immunisations. More than half of those conversations have resulted in vaccine bookings. But Te Arawa Lakes Trust Chief Executive Karen Virko says that's just one part of the call centre's life-saving mahi.
So our whānau have talked down some whānau that were in isolation that were basically about to commit suicide. We had a number of those. We've had whānau that have been in dire circumstances and we've been able to support them.
New Zealand Telehealth Services has contracted $15 million in funding to the iwi providers to create around 300 jobs during the pandemic to date. The National Hauora Coalition's Clinical Director Rawiri McCree-Jansen says te reo, even a simple kia ora, is essential for Māori patients.
It's really an endorsement and affirmation, and it builds the relationship really quickly, and you know we get good results from that.
Te Tai Tukero's vaccine hesitance is so strong that this month it still hadn't reached the 90% double-dosed target. Te Hau Ora o Ngāpuhi was one of the first organisations in Aotearoa to start mobile COVID jab clinics. Chief Executive Tia Ashby says the call centre is still lifting vax rates and boosting the economy around kaikohe.
Some of the kaimahi that we've now employed in the call centre, they were unemployed, they were on a wrong pathway with drugs and alcohol. They've now had the opportunity to have a salary, and also to go on to training education pathways.
Three have gone on to start nursing. Ms Ashby says telehealth is improving access to care during a workforce shortage and a cost of living crisis.
Some can't afford petrol, they can't afford to operate a vehicle because it's really costly and expensive, or it simply could be that, you know, a mother can't take five of her children into the practice.
The Waitangi Tribunal found last year the government had actively breached the treaty in the pandemic and was giving little heed to the needs of Māori. Andrew Slater, the Chief Executive of Whakarongoro Aotearoa, New Zealand Telehealth Services, says his organisation has taken note. But does today's agreement mean iwi call centres will be a permanent part of our health system now?
That's my dream and that's my desire, and my colleague and fellow chief executive officers. That's why we've woven ourselves together.
Mr Slater and others hope other iwi will join the partnership named Taki or Otahi, the Southern Cross.